The perfect soulmate. Tall, good-looking, and funny. And if you put them all together, they come close. Kid Craddock in the morning.
It is.
Do you want to come up and do it with me? I mean, you might as well.
Pretty bright.
No, dude, let him do it.
All right, it's Friday up, and it's Friday, and we just don't give up. It's a Friday we don't give a...
Yeah, you feel me, dog?
Yeah, so...
so we brought a hood, friend.
We might go all Red Wedding, Game of Thrones crazy up in here.
Nope.
It could happen.
Nope.
It could happen.
Nope.
Cody Simpson on the mic, you guys.
Yeah!
Thank you.
It's been since December 2010 when you were here.
It's been a while, hasn't
it? You were just a little pup. Yeah.
You had 440,000 Facebook fans then.
Now I didn't even know that.
Now you have 4 million.
That's sweet.
You are ten times more famous since joining our show.
And about 10 inches taller,
yeah,
too.
Taller.
Yeah,
definitely.
So spread the word around to the new artists. You visit Kid Craddock, you get 10 times as many Facebook fans, and you grow 10 inches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It didn't work for you, though.
It's all because of Craddock, eh?
There you go. Yeah. You've had a ridiculous growth spurt here in the last couple of years.
I have. You know, a lot can happen in 3 years. So.
Is it painful to grow so fast? I hear it is. Like,
not,
you know, growing
really
pains.
Yeah, not really. Yeah.
Like, your legs hurt and stuff? Like, they're getting longer?
Nah.
You ever been asked that?
Pardon?
You ever been asked that question?
Does it hurt to grow? I don't think he's been asked that.
Most people have grown in the past, kid.
What it's like. He just wants to know what it's like.
It's been a while.
You've been back to...
It's been a while.
You've been down under lately?
Pardon?
Been back down under?
Australia.
Have you been home lately?
Have you been back down under?
He can't even understand.
There's a language barrier here.
I'm speaking your language now. Come on. What's the matter?
From Australia. You said, have you been back lately?
Yeah, have you been back?
No, I went back in I was there in January. So
in the middle of the heat wave.
Pardon? Yeah, exactly.
It's gotten so ridiculous there with the weather, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has. You know, it's been super hot, but I was there. I was just surfing and stuff. I mean,
just surfing and stuff.
Yeah, and when you go home, they make fun of you for losing your accent?
No, not really, because I haven't really.
Because he hasn't.
Well, no, a lot of times when you go away, you think it's strong, but when you go home, you don't realize how much
it's
gone.
Sometimes I do. Like, you know, it just happens naturally where, you know, you sort of adapt to the places that you're in.
Sure.
You know, and then I go home and I sound much more Australian when I'm around
your buddies,
you know?
Your mates.
Yeah, it just comes back out. Yeah.
All the world traveling you've done, what's your favorite accent you've encountered?
Oh, the French.
The French? Oh. Don't they sound like they're mad at you all the time?
No.
Opposition Cody.
No, I love it.
Wow.
JC busting out the French accent.
My photographer's French. He's offended right now.
Oh, my bad, bro. I love you, though. You cool.
This is your photographer here. Je suis désolé. Je suis désolé. Mon ami est un peu distrait.
That's okay, my
stepmom.
My stepmom is French. It's all good.
We're sorry. Yeah.
I got friends that are French.
Yeah. Oh, boy, am I tired.
How's this going so far, you think?
Do you guys get up this early every morning?
Early.
Yeah.
We've been here 4 hours.
I don't.
What time do you get up?
Today I got up around 6:40.
He's not lying.
I saw this band called Churches last night. Okay. Have you heard of them?
No.
Oh, look them up. Look
chicken?
Them up. Really good.
I will.
It's Churches with a V instead of a U.
Because they're crazy that.
For about two years, I call them Churches.
They're just trying to be like
Churches. They only did it for Google purposes.
Just trying to be like hipster,
churches,
right?
Band, yeah. It's like a bunch of religious stuff's going to come up, obviously.
Yeah, gotcha.
So don't call them Churches like I do.
Yeah.
Especially at the chicken place. You know, he doesn't know the chicken place, though.
Church's chicken?
Yeah.
No?
Church's chicken?
Shout out.
Yeah.
I've never eaten at Church's chicken, mate. Sorry.
All right, so tell me about a band. I just told you about a good one. Tell me about one that I may not know. Somebody.
Oh, man, I've been listening to Alt-J a bit. I really like this stuff.
Alt-J?
Alt-J.
Alt-J.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to be confused with really Old-J. He's not very good.
No. He's doing afternoons
I'm
now.
Old-J.
A-L-T. J.
A-L-T-J. Yeah, we play that single, Breeze Blocks.
Yeah, that's
cool.
A good song.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. It's groovy.
So what are you doing? Are you on the... see, normally I'll come in here with a bunch of notes and stuff.
Yeah.
And today I just don't give a crap.
No, you came in at 6:40. Yeah.
We've had you in before, and you're easy to... See, this is a compliment. I know you're an easy interview.
Thank you.
So I don't have a ton of notes or anything, because I know you'll carry it.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing? That's my question.
Matt, I mean,
so what do you want to ask us?
You want me to just talk for like 5 minutes?
No.
We'll hang up and listen.
Here's my question. What have you been doing?
Well. I'm on tour. I'm on tour at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. All right. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
let's build
on
tour.
That. yeah. It started about a week ago in Florida, and I'm out for like 2 months around North America. It's a Paradise tour. And I've just been doing that, and I've been working on the album. They're the,
nice.
You know, the two main things. The album's coming out in July, and you know, that's what I've been sort of focused on.
Yeah.
And we just put out the Pretty Brown Eyes single, and I think the fans are liking it.
They
so.
Do like
yeah.
it.
Loving
yeah.
it.
So
do
the,
you?
The tour is...
Fans?
Yeah.
You got, that's when you scream, ladies.
That's when you're supposed
scream.
To scream.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, woo!
Here, let me I don't want to make you redo it, but we'll edit this, okay?
All
and
right.
I've got and I've got my new single out called Pretty Brown Eyes. I think the girls are kind of digging it.
Pretty Brown Eyes. There you go.
Is that close?
Again, it's the language barrier. They do not understand
they
what
understand
the hell
either.
You're saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the tour that you kicked off in Florida, is it? Are you headlining this tour?
Yeah, I am actually.
So it's
yeah.
smaller venues. It's not like a huge
Yeah, it's like a theater tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
really gets you stage ready, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, definitely. And, you know, I've sort of been like opening up for people the past year. I was over in Europe with like Justin Bieber. And,
yeah, you were there with all that controversy about he's always showing up late.
Yeah, I was at
but
those
I was
shows,
saying
yeah.
the headliner never goes on till that late. So what were they complaining about? It didn't make sense.
I don't
to
know
me.
I'm not sure,
but you would, so you would play and leave the stage, and then there'd be like 3-4 hours before Justin would come out.
No,
yeah, he's playing ping pong in the
basically.
Back
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but
did you ever meet the monkey?
Pardon,
did you meet the monkey?
The monkey. Little, no, I met the hamster.
Okay,
oh, okay.
Yeah. He's got
he nice
animals and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
you think you'll ever get that big where you're traveling to Europe with a monkey and a hamster?
I mean, hopefully at that big, I'd probably choose different animals.
Like, what would you want to have? Like a tiger or something?
Yeah, tiger.
I'd get a liger.
Kangaroo.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
Dude, can
kangaroo.
You imagine walking out with a leashed tiger?
That'd be sick.
Be on
biggest,
stage?
Yes, you'd be the biggest stud ever. Just don't let him bite anybody.
You know, you're probably about the age you're due to start having some scandals and being in the gossip
we can help
pages.
With that.
I'm not a...
we can help.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a scandalous guy, so...
if we search your bus for drugs right now...
Oh, my God.
He's 16, man.
Okay.
Totally. Yeah, he's 16.
Totally kidding. Well,
yeah, you'd find some orange
NyQuil.
Juice and some,
yeah.
orange juice.
Yeah. Some cereal. That's
there you
it.
Go.
Speaking of, how old are you now?
I'm 16.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You were like 13 when you came to
yeah,
see us.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
All right. Are you finding that you have to do stuff like physically? You have to keep yourself in shape and work out and eat good in order to keep
yeah.
up with a strenuous schedule at 16?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been pretty athletic, so I work out. I go to the gym quite
yeah.
a bit and,
yeah.
you know, I eat healthy and stuff.
Well, you
yeah.
surf a lot.
Us too, right?
Yeah, surf a lot. And, you know, I just go to the gym and stuff. So, yeah, it's just
cool.
I try to stay out.
Even
know,
on the road, you're able to do that.
Yeah, I'm not surfing as much because, you know, not every city
right.
I go to, obviously, is
like
has
in
surf.
Omaha, the surfing
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah,
it's terrible.
I would like drive past a lake. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I can't surf on that.
Flat. Yeah.
And we're a lake country. We have a lot of lakes over here.
Yeah.
You know?
Even
really
though you're probably not home very much, did you buy yourself a car when you turned 16?
Pardon?
Did you get yourself a car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. You got a car.
What you got?
Will you reveal what it is?
It's I got a Range.
Yeah.
See, that's funny. Austin,
that's right
Austin Mahone was just here a couple days ago. He got a Range Rover.
He really?
Yeah.
Well, my mom told me that it was the safest one to get.
Very
I wanted
cool.
a vintage car because,
yeah.
I love vintage,
like muscle
stuff.
Cars.
Like, no, like more like a like classic, like more of those like just beach wagon type.
Oh,
know,
wow!
Stuff. So,
well,
like,
give me an example of a particular car that you might.
I don't know, in particular.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on
right.
some website scrolling
okay.
through.
Well, don't
like,
buy it on
was,
Craigslist. They will
up,
murder
yeah.
you.
American, though? American car?
But, no, I mean, just those, like, classic, like,
yeah.
vintage, like, beach
like
cars.
60-something.
My mom was like, they'll break down.
Yeah, they will.
I was like, oh. So she was like, just get, like, she gave me a couple options. I was like, okay, I'll just.
Trust me,
know,
the Range Rover
was
going to break
know,
down more than any of those.
No, it's not. Not anymore, Al. I have one. They don't break anymore.
Oh, really?
You just leave it parked in Australia where you never are, or is home somewhere else? For you now?
I mean, home's still Australia, obviously, and everywhere else is just like travel.
But
honestly.
It'd be silly to have your car somewhere where you're not. So
yeah,
you're
I mean, my car's in LA because
okay.
we have a house in LA, and that's sort of where I guess, you know, I'll spend more time than not. So
you say we, you mean you and your mom?
Family.
The whole
yeah,
family.
The whole family lives with me, yeah.
Yeah, and who would that include?
My mom, dad, my sister Ali,
wow.
and my little brother Tom. So
what's dad do for a job? I mean, like he moved all the way to LA.
Yeah, I mean he had a business back home in Australia and he still keeps that up a little bit, but he helps out with me.
He's
like,
in the business of Cody Simpson now.
I mean basically like he you know, it's I love having my family around, you know.
That's cool.
Because they're, you know, they're really the only people that I can truly trust, you know, and I always will have them there to, you know, keep my feet on the ground. And
I think we've seen with other artists, without mentioning any names, that when the family goes away and they're replaced by people who are not as about your best interest, that bad things can happen to you as an artist.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's important because, you know, your family's always been there. They're always going to be there, and it's important to just, you know, keep them around, I guess.
Good job,
yeah.
Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to go, Dad. Yeah.
Way to go, Dad.
Unless they start going for your money, Cody. Let me tell you something about power of attorney, okay? Never give up power of attorney. Never.
Gotcha.
I don't care if you're on your deathbed after a terrible surfing accident. Don't give up power of attorney. Very important.
But a lot of times I don't think people think about the sacrifices of the family when you have a child that wants to be in the business. Mm. And that's a huge sacrifice. They had to give up their home country.
Because your brother and sister had to move out here. Do they go to public school? Or are they
we all get homeschooled now.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
But
are they in show business?
Pardon?
The kids? They're your siblings? Showbiz?
My sister is kind of.
Is she?
I mean, she's, I don't know, she's kind of pretty famous now.
Your sister's pretty famous?
She's been in a couple movies. And
what's her name?
Is your sister Allie? Jessica Sifter?
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Congratulations on becoming a woman.
Wow.
I'm definitely very proud of her. I mean, she's got like, she actually is putting out a song like in like a week or two. You know, I've been able to open up doors for her. And
your little sister, that's
so cool.
She's
been like modeling and
give
stuff.
Give her a little shout out. What's her name?
Allie.
Allie Simpson. Allie Simpson. Okay. You guys know Allie Simpson yet?
We will now.
We will.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Well, it's great having you here, and we'd love to hear the new single, if you
sure,
don't mind.
Sure, yeah. I might do a little acoustic version.
That'd be cool. Whatever you want. You can play whatever you want.
All right, sure.
Yeah. It's not a lot of cussing, if you don't mind.
So you wouldn't mind, you wouldn't mind if I break down a little, like, Meek Mill acoustic?
I think that'd be sick.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do Meek Mill?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, do that.
Little Alice in Chains, maybe.
I got like Riff Raff. I got Chief Keef. I got.
Well, how about ASAP Rocky?
There you go.
Do that.
I know a little ASAP. Yeah.
No, you can't do ASAP.
I'm gonna stick to my single.
Okay.
There you go. Dude.
All right. Can we get a proper intro? Singing his new single. Here is pop sensation Cody Simpson.
This is Pretty Brown Eyes. Go to sleep, wake up. You're pretty with no makeup, yeah. This girl, she came around the corner looking like a model. Magazine figure, she was shaped like a bottle. Long straight as she was fly as a bird. First time ever, I was lost for words. Felt so right, it just couldn't be wrong. Love at first sight, it didn't exist at all. Couldn't move, felt like I was stuck. Then baby girl looked up. Hey there, pretty brown eyes. What you doing later tonight? Mind if I spend time with you? Yeah. Hey there, pretty brown eyes. What you doing later tonight? Would you mind if I spend time with you? Oh. This girl, she was a little hottie. She knows she got it. Came from the city, so she loved to party. JT saw me come move their body. Dancing all night long. Cause I can tell that she was a wild one. Oh, that's why I was shy at first. But I finally worked out the nerve. Hey there, pretty brown eyes. What you doing later tonight? Would you mind if I spend time with you? Say, come on. Hey there, pretty brown eyes. What you doing later tonight? Would you mind if I spend time with you? Spend a little bit of time with you. Spend little bit of time with you. Spend a little bit of time with you. Spend little bit of time with you. Look. Hey, little pretty brown eyes, don't you ever be looking at them other guys, cause you ain't never had no surfer like me. Should just start swimming over here and ride my wave. I see that you party like there's no tomorrow. Let's leave the party, I'll grab my guitar. I got the keys, so jump in my car. Sit back, relax, Australia's kinda far. Pretty brown eyes, later tonight, would you mind if I spend time with you? Oh. Hey there, pretty brown eyes. What you doing later tonight? Mind if I spend time with you? Oh, spend a little bit of time with you. Spend a little bit of time with you. Spend a little bit of time with you. Little bit of time with you. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh. Uh-huh.
Cody Simpson. I especially love the thing you did at the end there, and I was wondering if you could do it again, and we could go around the room. Maybe we could do it. Okay.
Oh, come on,
that
man.
That last note, and then just the ad lib. You know, can you hit the last note again, and we'll do it.
Okay?
Here, like this.
Wait, let me try.
Can you do that last part again? Do the last part again for us.
All right.
Got it. See, now you got it. You got it.
Your turn.
We got it. Now,
I got this.
The guitar, please. The guitar. Big Al, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. That was great.
Electric.
That was amazing. JC, you get to follow that.
Boom.
Thanks. I got to follow the dude who's got the
song. You were the one that had the singing lessons with Linda Septi.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. And I sucked.
All right, here we go. Last note again, please.
Wait, here we go. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
One more.
Hell.
All right, Jenna, give the mic to Jenna.
It's your turn.
No, Jenna's got to get it.
Jenna's got a microphone.
Lucky last.
Come on, Jenna.
Was that good, Cody?
That was good.
Would you give me like a 7?
All right, I'll go really fast so that you don't have to follow a good one.
I'll take it.
I don't want you to have to follow a good one, so I'll go. And then you can go. All right. That way you don't have to follow a good one. All
right. You can do this to me.
Purpose. I can't find my leg on you.
Diabetes.
All right, Jenna, you're up. That's what?
Diabetes? Can't find your leg.
Diabetes. Can't find your leg.
That's my diabetes song. That's very morbid.
All right, Kelly, come on.
Wow. The diabetes song.
Oh.
All right, Jenna.
You know what? I think we should let the men just have that.
Yeah. No, Jenna
wants we want Jenna to do it.
Come on.
Well, I mean, she was in the boys' choir.
She was in a choir, Cody. So she's probably the most professional out of all of us.
I was in Cincinnati boys' choir before I went through puberty.
Boys' choir?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
She's done 3 songs with Max Martin, okay? So this is kind of cheating. But go ahead, Jenna.
I can't even hear myself.
That's okay. It's probably for the best.
That'll make a difference. I can't hear myself.
Go.
I've often thought that's the case.
Do I go up or down?
Down.
Up. Well, Mariah Carey.
Who you asking.
Okay.
Go out of here.
Yeah, go Mariah Carey on this.
Holy moly.
Man, that's what cats sound like when they die.
Man, I sound like I ate a pack of cigs or something.
It's funny, right before you did that, you were really pretty. I like girls.
Is it a little charming, or is it just awful?
No, it is. Sure, it's like when Cameron Diaz stands up in my best friend's wedding.
Well, he is cracking up. That's awesome. Did I bring you to tears with the beauty of my angelic voice?
That's like walk of shame. That's like walk of shame on Sunday morning charming.
Yeah, it is.
My goodness.
All right. Well, this isn't about us. This is about Cody Simpson.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question I haven't asked yet.
Didn't get to go again.
What have you been doing? I'll ask. I'm sorry. What are you gonna do?
Release the album
July 16th.
16th. Nice.
It's called Surface Paradise, and
what's it called?
Surface Paradise. It's a place back home in the Gold Coast. You know, and everything I do, I like to
Queensland
involve. Yeah.
He did a song
like near Cairns.
It's your local spot.
Down by Cairns, right?
No.
Okay. The Great Barrier Reef.
You had him at Queensland.
The Great Barrier Reef.
This is upsetting for Kim.
You sound like Crocodile Dundee.
He takes pride. He thinks his Australian's the best, like the knockout accent.
No, I think I sound just like that Crocodile Hunter guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Steve Irwin.
But not really.
Yeah. So what can we buy right now? We can get this new single on iTunes.
Pretty Brown Eyes. You can get it right now.
Is there an EP or something?
There was an album in October, Paradise, which was the first one. And you can grab that. And then,
And then another one in July.
In July.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you're going to have a busy summer.
I'm a very busy summer, and I think I'm going to doing some more international travel later in the year.
Me too. I'm going to Houston.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was in Houston yesterday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's amazing you even remember that. You even know where you are any day of the week.
Sometimes I wake up and I look at, especially when I was in Europe, because everywhere you go looks totally different.
Totally.
So it's trippy. You wake up and like everyone speaks another language.
Yeah.
You know, you thought you adjusted to, Spanish or whatever. Yeah. And then, you wake up in France,
You can do that without ever leaving. It's just drugs. Everybody's speaking a different language. Like, what's going on here?
Or with girls.
16.
16. No, I'm saying that's how some people, you know, are.
Oh, they're speaking another language. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, there's a problem there.
Not Cody.
Not Cody, no.
She's Kelly.
Where are you going internationally?
I think I'm going to Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Japan.
Oh.
Hey.
Shout out to my
Asian.
Yeah, he got an Asian girl shout out over there.
Yeah. All right.
South Korea in the house, baby.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I've never been to Asia. I've been to Japan, but I've never been through, like, Southeast
Japan's
Asia.
Japan's not Asia?
I've never been throughout, like, I've gone through, like, Southeast Asia and stuff, so I've never been there, and then I'll be going to Australia towards the end of the year. So
Very nice.
Hopefully back to Europe again, too.
Yeah, if you're getting that close to home, you need to stop by. If you're going to be over in the Southeast Asia, you're not that far from Australia. Yeah, you can go over to, like, Thailand or whatever.
Yeah.
Logic, yeah, you just go
down. Geography.
Yeah. You ever been to Phuket? You ever been there? Phuket,
Pardon?
Thailand?
Phuket? No, I've never been.
I hear it's great. All
right.
Yeah.
Give it up for Cody Simpson, y'all. Cody Simpson.
What?
Pick up his album, July 6th.
Good way to finish off the interview.
July 16th, right?
July 16th.
July 16th.
First Paradise.
You're really nice to come by. It's always fun to hang out with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And to sing that good, that early in the morning, pretty good, huh, guys? Give it up for him.
Thanks.
You sounded great. We'll be back with more of Kid Craddock in the morning.
You've heard the magic.
He's so happy right now.
The fun.
It looks pretty good from here.
And the moments that touch your heart.
To get out of the house and have some fun, it's amazing.
For 20 years, Kids Kids has taken children with terminal and chronic illnesses to Walt Disney World.
Let's go!
But we need your help to nominate deserving families for this year's trip.
Disney World rocks!
Details and applications at kidskids.com. That's KIDDSKIDS.com. Make an unforgettable trip happen for someone you know.
Thanks, Kids Kids.